Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
You're a reliever. You get brought in with the bases loaded and one out. Your job is to throw strikes. This idiot comes in and walks a guy on five pitches with the bases loaded, and now we're losing. Adam Ottavino. What did he say? Like, when he signed with the Yankees, is like, I want Babe Ruth's number. Yeah, loser.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
I think it was in six of the eight series that won easily, one pushed, and one lost, basically. But it was just kind of funny. Like, the total is going to adjust based on what you saw. The adjustment was so incredibly wrong in the first round. So if that's the case, you would obviously look at something like this and be like, under?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed, yes. It is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos and Will Brinson, we are here with you on the BetQL Network. Every game here is Game 7, especially this Mets Nationals game that I got the Mets -1.5 in right now. Every game is Game 7, and you get no hot take BS, just the bets and just the sports. Live in the plethora of places, that's Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network, on YouTube at YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and on Twitch at Twitch.tv/BetQL. As Will Brinson and I are here to bring you the wagertainment up until 7 p.m. Eastern, as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the BetRivers Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. Get those bets in, BetRivers.com and the BetRivers app. I know Will has bet on Tottenham Hotspur, and he did it at BetRivers for the North London Derby. Tottenham and Arsenal just about to get underway in North London in the English Premier League. BetRivers.com and the BetRivers app. And of course, by BetQL, all the tools you need to take down the sportsbooks, BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this tremendous Thursday, May 12th, 2022, we're on Twitter, You Better You Bet. Instagram, YBYB Sports. I am on both at the Kostos. Will is on both at Will Brinson. We got three terrific guests coming your way today on this tremendous Thursday. Matt Moore is going to join us from the Action Network, and Mike Gallagher is going to join us from Establish the Run, both of them breaking down all things in the NBA playoffs, side total props for the four remaining series as they come down to the wire. And Pete Blackburn from Bally Sports is going to join us to break down all seven remaining series in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's really, really tremendous. And I feel like I'm having a little hard time trying to get a grasp on some of these series. Pete Blackburn will join us to try and make some sense of all of it. Plus, badass basketball betting breakdown coming up in hour number one. Are the Celtics DED dead? Are the Golden State Warriors kidding? We'll talk about both games that we saw last night. Spin it forward to those respective game number six. NFL schedule leaks are on the way right now on Twitter. Full schedule release coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern. I've got projected spreads for many of these games, including the Super Bowl rematch from a couple years ago. Week 4 Sunday Night Football, Bucks and Chiefs. We're going to compare that to the market. We're going to let Will Brinson decide which one he thinks is closer to being actually right and what sides he would be on these games that we already have confirmed on the NFL schedule. We'll pick Will's brain, win totals and futures in the National Football League. Will, of course, the host of the Pick 6 podcast, NFL podcast for CBS Sports. So going to give us great stuff breaking down the National Football League, Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight, NHL, Major League Baseball, side total props in the NBA. Locked and loaded, tremendous Thursday. I would ask you how you're doing, buddy, but I know that you're like in some pain right now. What's going on, man?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, so we might be moving to, anyway, without the backstory, just know that I've been moving a lot of like
moving
heavy,
where?
Like just houses, switching houses.
Okay, but not like out of like north, like the Carolinas.
No, probably not even out of like the zip code, like not even changing zip codes. But anyway,
congratulations.
Thanks. The point being is that I've been moving some heavy items lately. And I moved a couple of heavy ones last night by myself. I woke up this morning and could not get out of bed. Like I thought the entire lower left side of my body was cramping up. It was like, it felt like I was being jabbed with knives. If I rolled the wrong way, it was in pain. And I proceeded to like deal with this for 2 or 3 hours trying to like walk around the house. I could not walk around the house. I kept like having to fall back on the couch. I was like, what is going on? So I started chugging Gatorade, chugging water, thinking I was just dehydrated. Finally, my left foot went numb. And that's when I started to really freak out.
Oh, yeah. I know this. I have a pinched nerve. I know this.
Yeah. So I Googled like left foot numb pain. And it was like sciatic nerve. It was like happens in your 40s to 50s. If you're moving heavy stuff around, what happens is you get a pinched nerve. It starts in your glutes, your butt, basically. And like it right now, I'm probably going to start sweating profusely during the show because I have a cranked up heating pad that I'm sitting on in my chair as we speak. Because if I don't do that, it feels like everything from my hip on the left side, from my hip down to my ankle or down to my calf, maybe, is being jabbed with knives 24/7. And then my entire left foot is numb. It is the most painful thing I've ever felt in my entire life. And it is not very fun. So the viewers and the listeners don't know this, but I got here about 30 seconds, maybe 5 seconds before the show started. And it's because I had to sprint up to Walgreens and I was like, I grabbed a couple of heating pads and I went up to the pharmacy counter real quick. I was like, look, I think I pinched my sciatic nerve. And she goes, oh, I was like, is there anything other? She goes, no. I was like, so I'm sort of screwed other than just putting heat on. She was like, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Take some Aleve and try to survive the next 6 weeks of your life.
You know what you're going to have to do? You got to get an MRI and you got to get an epidural. Like, that's the only thing that's going to give you relief. Really? And I say this as a veteran of, I have a pinched nerve in my neck. So this is true. So when I used to, when Will and I worked together at CBS and I lived in South
Florida.
You
bet MD, by the way.
Yes, yes, exactly. I would be sitting on my couch, stoned. And all of a sudden, like my right hand would start like tingling. And I would be like paranoid already based on what I had done. And I'd be like, okay, whatever. Maybe something off time, like right now, whatever. Yeah. Happens again. And it's like my left foot. And then it's like my left shoulder. And I'm convinced I'm dying. I'm like, I've got ALS. I'm
left side of the body is no fun either, because you're thinking like cardiac related, left side of the body too.
I'm thinking like, listen, I'm a hypochondriac, so anything happens, my first thought is like, I'm dying. Like, this is it. It's going to be terrible. I've got some terrible disease. I am going to die. End up getting checked out, pinched nerve. Got an MRI. They screwed the first epidural up, so I had to get two, and that provided me relief. They literally said to me, like, I can never lift weights again. Not that I was ever like some, like, you know, bodybuilder.
Is the pinched nerve like permanent?
Oh yeah, yeah. Now I don't aggravate it. Like, I don't do things to aggravate it. Like, if I lift weights or like if I use resistance bands, if I do like a wrong herky jerky motion and I feel it like in my neck, I need to take like a week off, because if I exacerbate it, I'm done. Like, this happens to me all the time. Like, I'll just be like walking down the street and all of a sudden like my left foot will be on fire, and then it'll be like my right hip. It's like, what the hell's going on? It's like radiates everywhere. So yeah, man, you're in for it, dude. You got to get an MRI scheduled. You got to get that epidural. You need that epidural real bad.
The sciatic nerve is the largest nerve in the human body and is formed by the union of five nerve roots from the lower spine. It passes deep in the buttock and down the back of the thigh. This, you better, you bet MD after dark right here.
So you don't get it in your upper body? It's just lower body?
It's a complete lower body. Nothing above the waist.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know which one's
worse. I can barely walk around my house today.
Yeah, that sucks. It was never that bad for me. Although, like, it used to prevent me from doing like physical activities. Some fun, some not so fun.
I want to say that they said that scatia is like not a permanent thing. You can just basically, like, it's, like, you know, you're just lifting and you're an older person. You can kind of, like, I've been foam rolling. I've been stretching. I mean, this is pathetic, but I mean, whatever.
And you are, I mean, you are like close to 50 at this point though. So you're in that age range.
Go to hell. I'm 40. I'm not even 41 yet. You're closer to 40 than I am to 50.
It is like
78 degrees. Like, it's probably more like 85 degrees, just radiating out of my chair right now. If I burst into flames, just carry on with the show. Don't worry about it.
I used to use a heating pad like when I first got this, and then like it gave me no relief at all because it's in my neck. Yeah, man. I am the veteran of this process, and I can help like shepherd you through this as someone that's been dealing with this for years.
You're gonna be my pinch nerve mentor. So like,
yeah, like here's my recommendation. Go schedule an MRI and get an epidural. The epidural will give you relief. Untimed relief. It could be a week, could be a year. Mine lasted for like a year and a half where I had absolutely no issues. I should probably get another one.
So it's like sort of like a cortisone shot where you just like you're gonna feel better and you just don't know how long it's gonna be.
Yes, mine lasted for about a year and a half. And then, like, I started lifting weights again like an idiot. And now, like, I will literally never do it again because it's not worth it. Like, it screws up my entire life. So I'm done.
Okay. So anyway, sports.
Yeah, sports are fun. What do you got cooking right now? Just the Tottenham Arsenal game?
I got the Cardinals team total over. And since they have zero runs in the seventh inning, that's not great. Oh, Tottenham!
They scored?
Yeah.
I should have bet it. I liked it. I thought it was a good bet.
Spurs, baby. I never win when I bet the Spurs.
You can't call them people. Like, soccer fans will get mad at you if you call them.
Oh, yeah. The Spurs. It's hard to do that. I don't like being like, I never win when I play Spurs.
But like, you have gotten, like, because you're like recently a soccer guy. You've gotten very good at it very quickly, like picking everything up. I think that's like the last vestige of like things that like really snobby Europeans will. Whenever I tweet anything about soccer, I get people being like, stupid American doesn't know anything. And in my head, I'm thinking like, well, maybe you're right a little bit. But also, like, leave me alone, man. Like, I'm trying to.
Yeah, like, I'm just tweeting about something I like. Like, I'm just enjoying the soccer. Leave me alone.
Yeah, welcome to Twitter. I
want to call it the Spurs. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because it's like, who do you like to score more today? Like Harry Kane or DeJounte Murray?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, better game plan, Antonio Conte or Greg Popovich?
Or is it Spur? Or is it, because they're Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, but they're Spurs. So you say, like, I bet on Spurs. You wouldn't say I bet on the Spurs, just Spurs.
Yeah, no, I know. I know that. I just sometimes slip up, but I'm just sort of wondering, like, does that make sense grammatically?
But no, but you know, that's,
I guess, suppose it's old English with the football.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I actually really kind of like them. Anyway,
look, the main reason that I like betting on soccer is that it's on during, like, I think it's fun to watch, but it's on during the day.
That is great. Absolutely. Champions League, a little English Premier. Like, Saturday and Sunday mornings are brutal, especially during football season. Like, we just can't with everything we've got going on with our lives with the NFL.
I don't even bother betting on Sunday morning, like, unless I'm. Unless I'm down big and I know I've got a huge hole I got to dig out of and got to start early, isn't it?
So I think our audience is pretty familiar with you based on, you know, you come on our show a lot as a guest. You've done a lot of guest appearances with me, co-hosting when Ken's been out. So I think they know that you like to spray the board quite a bit here. How have the bets been going? Like, I know you bet baseball. I know you've been betting hockey. You're betting NBA. You're betting golf, obviously. We're pumped about the NFL schedule release. How's betting been treating you since the last time we had you on the show?
I think I've been running pretty good the last few weeks or whatever it's been. Hockey's been okay. You know, you and I both have wild series bets, which, you know, not going well.
No, very bad.
Looks like that's going to be like a multi-unit loss.
Yes, considering I bet it multiple times at minus 165. Yeah, bad. Yeah,
so when I say multiple, I mean like many, many units.
Yes, terrible. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been going pretty good. Like, NBA, I got to tell you, I mean, look, I'll be perfectly honest. I bet NBA player props through, like, Mike G and ETR, and those things have been smashing. So, I mean, like, I'm not going to take credit for it. You just have to be ready when they drop the prop in the Discord because it moves, like, within 30 seconds.
Yeah, Mike Gallagher will join us coming up next hour on the show, giving us some props for tonight and thoughts, side total props on the games tonight in the NBA. NFL schedule release tonight. Have you looked at any of the early spreads? Because I've got, like,
I actually haven't. And
really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it was sort of, it was a little bit on purpose, knowing that I would be on here with you and it would be beneficial to, like, you've got your number. Like, I really haven't. I've seen, like, maybe one or two spreads for something like, is it? Oh, maybe I saw the international spreads. That could be it. But I think you and Ken already talked about those. So we can talk about the other games. Like, I haven't seen a spread for the Christmas game. I haven't seen a spread for the three Thanksgiving games, which I believe are all leaked out. So I was thinking, I'm not going to seek out these point spreads because I'll jump on here with Nick and we'll be able to sort of, you know, you can say, here's what I think it should be. And I can say, oh, maybe higher or lower. We didn't really talk about doing this, but it makes sense. And then we can be like, actually, here's the real spread. Or I can make my spread, see where it compares to yours and see who's closer.
That's kind of what I was thinking would be great content.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of how we do
it. We'll definitely do that. Yeah, I mean, how about
the producers are like, wow, thanks for the heads up that you guys were planning on doing this without telling
me. I love how, like, I'm not doing the show tomorrow. Nick Ashew and Chris Mack are doing it. And I said to Scott Lynn, and Scott knows this, our executive producer, before you hopped on, I was like, here's your show tomorrow. Week one in the National Football League. Done. Like, two guests, like, give bets for the weekend in the NBA and the NHL, and you talk about week one in the NFL, and you're done. And by the way, I'm back on Monday. Will's back on Monday with me. Ken's back on Wednesday. And guess what Will and I are going to do on Monday on the show? Week one for 4 hours. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. And absolutely can't wait for it. Your excitement level for tonight's schedule release, would you say, is what?
This is a tricky question. So, like, I like the schedule release. As someone who covers the NFL, as someone who loves the NFL, as someone who loves to bet on the NFL, I love the schedule release. I love finding out what teams are, who's going to play who, at what point of the season, where the marquee games are. I love it. I do find it to be a bit tiresome that, and I guess the NFL's kind of moved away, the NFL Network's kind of moved away from this, but it is a bit tiresome to have these, like, monster, well, I take that back. They send it out at 8, right? They send the whole thing out at 8. It's like, here's the full schedule. They tried for a while to be like, all right, we're going to do, just like CBS tried to do the selection show, right? Where it's like,
and it was really aggravating. It's like, just give us the schedule.
Right. Like, just send it out there and then you can talk about it. You know, like, yes, you have,
exactly.
Like, you have one of two people who have exclusive rights to do this. You know, like, we're streaming on Paramount Plus, I believe. CBS is, or Paramount is, technically I'm a Paramount employee now. We're streaming on Paramount Plus, the NFL Network schedule release, I believe. So everyone's going to be watching it. Just send out the schedule. Let us parse through it. And then we can get to it. I will say one of my favorite week one games.
We got to only because you hopped on late. And
I tell you what, coming up next after the break, I'll tell you what one of my favorite week one games is.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. We'll also talk about the NBA from last night, specifically the Bucks and Celtics, and spin it forward to game six.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.